proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, again bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue looking at the first chapter of the book of Malachi, in which God told the Jewish audience, "I have loved you." They challenged his assertion by asking him, "Wherein hast thou loved us?" God replied by giving them examples throughout Jewish history. After a millennium of living in a covenant relationship with the Supreme Being, those representatives of the Jewish nation in Malachi's day actually asked God to prove his claim. Let's go back to the beginning of Jewish history. Abraham. Out of all other people that God could have chosen, he selected a man bred in the heart of pagan idolatry. Abraham. He chose Abraham out of his sovereign will to become the progenitor of God's chosen people, the Jews. Now, Abraham was by no means a flawless individual. Even a cursory reading of his life story indicated that he could be challenged with doubt, that he would lie if he thought it expedient to do so. Nonetheless, God entered into a covenant relationship with Abraham, and not Abraham only, but with Isaac and Jacob, his descendants. Out of all the nations in the ancient Middle East, according to Jewish tradition, it was the Jews alone who vowed to accept God's law. However, biblical history unveils the extent to which they observed those precepts, or otherwise. Consider the events of Exodus chapter 32. Less than 6 weeks after God visited the Jewish nation on Mount Sinai, they rejected the leadership of both God and Moses. Throughout their wilderness sojourns, the Jews murmured and complained about God's direction. Toward the end of his life, Moses even stated that the Israelites had rebelled against their Lord from the day he first knew them, a period of 40 years. Divine revelation left no mystery as to the reasons underlying God's selection of the Jews. In the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, he exclaimed, quote, "The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." Unquote. God told the Jewish nation in the book of Exodus that if they obeyed him, he would be an adversary to their adversaries. A panoramic view of human history confirms how God kept his end of this bargain. God swept the Jews' ancient enemies into the wastebasket of history. Assyrians, Babylonians, Greeks, Imperial Romans alike, God disposed of them. These nations no longer exist as nations. However, the Jewish state of Israel continues to flourish. Consider also how God foiled the insidious plot of Haman to exterminate the Jews in the Persian Empire. Haman's machinations and God's overthrowing of them is recorded in the book of Esther. By delivering the Jews from their proposed destruction, God proved himself faithful to the promise he made about cursing those who cursed Abraham. Haman, the villain of the book of Esther, Haman literally became, so to speak, hoist by his own petard. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.